USDA announced new biofuel infrastructure partnership grants. Indiana was one of the states that received them. Talk to me a little bit about the importance of those grants and what that means for Indiana's ethanol industry.
Anytime that we get funding from the USDA towards new ethanol pumps or fueling stations in Indiana is great for the corn farmers because that'll help create a better demand for ethanol. The Corn Marketing Council, that's one of their top priorities, is the ethanol industry and supporting it. So that's one way that we can help support that effort also. As you know, about 30% of the corn grown in Indiana goes to ethanol production here in the state. And with having this grant available, it's going to have the ethanol more readily available to the consumer, especially those with flex fuel vehicles. And we think it's a real positive.
What are some of the biggest challenges that continued growth of the use of E15 or those higher ethanol, higher blends of ethanol here in the state?
Well, obviously, the number one thing is the infrastructure, and this grant, this VIP program helps with that infrastructure. It's to help develop 110 new ethanol pumps in the state, and you know, the Marketing Council's had grant program in place since 2011 to help with the cost of putting pumps in. And to this date, we've put in 17 flex fuel pumps. And there's, I think, three more pumps going in. So it's really important.
When you look at a partnership, public-private, and a grant like this, how much does that help to maybe reinforce the importance of these flex fuel pumps, but also to help get them installed and get E15 available to folks?
It's really important that we can partner together with the USDA, and of course I just stated that we have funds available through the ICMC, plus the funds here with the grant from the USDA will help more retailers maybe be more interested in putting some of those pumps in and make the product more available to the consumer. You know, the major auto manufacturers have that E15's okay for engines in the newer model cars, so I think it's a great program.